YouTube had a really bad, horrible week. While things were pretty good for Apple and Google, I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you are listening to Talking Tech in the In Case You Missed It edition of the week's top tech news highlights. Let's start with YouTube. The Google-owned video network came under fire from lesbians and gays when it was discovered that many of their videos were being effectively censored. YouTube has a restricted that want family-friendly videos. It's an opt-in process. YouTube creators discovered that the filter was knocking out anything with a gay theme, even when there was no sexuality mentioned in the videos. Once the uproar started, YouTube backtracked, said it had made a mistake and would fix its algorithm. Then in another case of an out-of-control algorithm, a few days later, AT&T, Verizon, and several other large firms pulled their ads from YouTube and Google when they discovered that their ads were being placed next to hate videos and websites. Google said it was trying to fix things by giving the brands more control over where their ads would eventually appear, but in the meantime, they stand to lose out on hundreds of millions of dollars in lost revenue. Speaking of money, Apple announced a new slate of products, including a full-featured iPad tablet with its lowest price ever at $329, a red iPhone, and a new edition of the smaller iPhone SE with twice the storage as last year's model, 32 gigabytes. And on the iPhone, Siri now has some company with Alexa. The Amazon personal assistant, which lives on the Echo and Dot connected speakers, is now available on the Amazon iPhone app, threatening to give Siri a run for her money. News alert, Siri's not so bad after all. In our tests on the iPhone, she actually was more useful than Alexa. In this week's Hack Alert, ABC's Good Morning America saw its Twitter account hacked, and WikiLeaks released more information showing how the CIA could bug reset iPhones. And showing just how far DVDs have fallen from our lives, Walmart announced a new program to let us copy our old DVDs into its cloud movie streaming service, Vudu, so we could watch the movies via streaming. In other words, we would pay $2 so we don't have to get up off the couch, open the DVD case, turn on the DVD player, stick the DVD in the tray, and wait for it to start playing. I'm with the lazy folks. How about you? I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher, and please leave your reviews and comments.